Of all Roman roads, one is most popular of all. The Via dei Fori Imperiali links the biggest landmarks of the city. It shows the ambition of Italy's fascist dictator, his obsession with the Romans, and the wish to make himself immortal. And millions of people walk the street every year without knowing anything about these origins. About a year and a half ago, I went to Rome. The first time I went, I was just a teenager. So I went to revisit all the hotspots. Rome has a lot to offer. From fountains to churches, more churches, very big churches. Okay, a lot of churches. But there was one place that I got really interested in, and that is this road. The Via dei Fori Imperiali. I'd say every tourist that goes to the Colosseum and the old Roman Forum uses this road. Pi Corona, that amounts to a number that's staggering. 7.5 million people. What's interesting to me about this road is that it's not old like the Forums. It actually cuts straight through them. It connects the Colosseum to this monument built to celebrate the founding of the Italian Republic. If you look at the scope of Roman history, it's really new. And that is because the road was built by Italy's fascist dictator, Benito Mussolini.
La maestria!
If you kind of forgot who Mussolini was, here's a short rundown. So it's the early 1920s, and Italy didn't really get a great result from the First World War. A lot of people were disappointed in capitalism and afraid of communism. And then in that situation, there's one man that promises to make Italy great again. Mussolini understands how propaganda works. That's why he wants to connect his new movement with ancient history, the empire. No, not that empire, the Roman Empire. He, Benito, would lead Italy to great heights and be crowned Emperor of Rome and of Italy. I get it. There are so many kids that get into history that start by being obsessed over Roman history. But Mussolini is a grown man and he just has never left that phase. Nowadays, he would probably spend his weekend LARPing as a Roman emperor.
Tito! Flavio!
He's so obsessed that he takes over the greetings of the Romans, and he introduces it to his bestie. He starts a new dating system, because, well, the Romans had a dating system for their republic. And so 1922 becomes the first year of the Era Fascistica. He even names his movement, the National Fascist Party, after a fasces. This is a bundle of sticks that Roman officials used. The idea is that the whole is stronger than the individual. Today, I want to show you how he tried to convince the people that he was a successor to the Roman emperors. And the best way to get a view of his propaganda is by looking at what he built. So today, I'd like to show you three examples of fascist architecture that you can still find in Rome. The most symbolic of these three is the road, but we'll get there. If you love the environment, there's a big chance you enter the city through the main train station, Termini. This station is named after springs in the surrounding area. It has a very strong modern facade, but it was supposed to be built a bit differently, because the fascist government ordered a train station in the rational fascist style. Strongly influenced by classical Roman architecture, you have these big columns in front. This train station was supposed to be ready for the 1942 World Exhibition. But that exhibition was cancelled for, well, obvious reasons. And after the war, a new design was made. But the fascist history is not gone, because the sites were already built. And if you go to the back of the station, you have these two towers that are supposed to look like fascists. But if you really want to come face to face with the ideals of this new leader, you have to go to a suburb of Rome. It is called Eur. Mussolini wanted Eur to be part of his third Rome. After the Romans and the popes, it was now time for a fascist Rome. And the fascist dream of a new Rome is not particularly cozy. The architecture here is again that combination of classical Roman architecture with a more modernist sauce. You have geometric forms and ideal proportions. So you see a lot of white, a lot of limestone, and this really weird modern obelisk. Are obelisks even Roman? Are they not Egyptian? Mussolini's dream is supposed to impress you, and it does. But at the same time, it didn't make me want to join his club. When I walked around this, it felt cold and devoid of life. Still, there's one building that definitely won me over. The Palazzo della Civiltà Italiana. This is the central building where this world fair would take place. Really, top marks when it comes to fascist architecture. And it's also quite clear to who we owe this building. If you look at the roads, both horizontally and vertically, you can spell out the name of one Benito Mussolini exactly there. So we have a half-built train station, a coldish suburb. But if you really want to impress Romans, you have to make a road, of course. And Mussolini has an idea. He wants to build this outside of his modest office at the Plaza Venezia. And when he looks outside of the window, he doesn't like what he sees. Because he sees a working-class neighborhood. 4,000 people live in these medieval houses with these small streets. And that's something Benito just doesn't jive with. So he just decides to demolish this entire district. And people have to be a bit quick about it. Because Mussolini is actually running out of time. His 10-year anniversary party for his movement is coming up. And that impacts how the road is built. You know, we talk about the Forum Romanum, but there's actually multiple forums. And if you look at this map, you can see how the road runs through 5 major forums. Building a road on one of the oldest places in Rome, so you're gonna find a ton of historic artifacts. When you build a road in our time, you have a group of archaeologists that carefully date any layer and artifact that they find. We talked about how Benito is so obsessed with the image of the Romans. But does he also care about the actual heritage? So everything they find is just put in boxes and moved to the new building, which means that nowadays there's a ton of artifacts that people have no idea from what time it came. Being obsessed about Rome is one thing. Being careful with the stuff in the ground is something else. Still, the road is ready. Mussolini calls it Via dell'Impero. Again, Mussolini wants to connect his movement to the Roman history. So how does he show it? First, you have Roman emperors placed next to the roads. And what did these emperors do? Expand the empire. So you have these maps that show the expansion of Rome. He depicts the rise of the Roman Empire. From a tiny speck on a peninsula, it grows bigger and bigger. It expands across the entire Mediterranean. Still, there's something that you can debate. The biggest Roman expansion is shown as being under the Emperor Trajan. Historians are actually not sure if that should be the one. It could be that the biggest empire was under Septimus Severus. There's just one problem with Severus. Because he was actually the first emperor from Africa. A foreigner. His wife also wasn't full-blooded Italian. Of course, this doesn't really connect to Mussolini's fascist idea that ethnic Italians are the best. So if you can choose between two, Trajan is the way to go. But there's more. Mussolini also wanted his empire there. Remember, he has to be connected to the Romans. So he puts out a map with his colonial possessions in Libya and Ethiopia. Really impressive stuff there, Benito. And when all was ready, he used the road to impress that other fascist dictator in Europe. Having a parade of Italians marching up and down the road. Mussolini really wants to impress Hitler, but he doesn't really have enough soldiers on hand. So what he does is old soldiers just march to the Colosseum, they change in new uniforms and then just march back. In the end, his empire wouldn't last. It fell within 25 years after foundation. Mussolini was killed. And nowadays, still thousands of people walk the street without knowing any of this. They're walking past emperors that Benito Mussolini put up in the hope that he might one day flank them. In this day and age, you can't really say there are people that put Benito on par with the Roman Empire. But in a sense, he did understand one thing. He might be dead, his empire disbanded, but he still leaves a mark on Rome to this day. Mussolini was a master of propaganda. He knew how he wanted to be seen, like for instance a Roman emperor, but also something more close to the people. Like I found this picture that he is like this masculine and strong farmer, this father to the nation. It just looks like he might have inspired a certain someone there. This kind of propaganda seems easy to spot, but nowadays that's not always the case. There are so many different media outlets covering stories that all have some kind of misinformation, bias, financial motivation or political color, it's hard to know what the real story is. That is why a good news aggregator app, like today's sponsor Ground News, is so helpful. I've been using Ground News to keep myself up to date on everything going on in the world. They give you this curated feed of headlines that have a total of 50,000 different outlets from all over the world. And the neat thing is, you have the content sorted and categorized in various ways to see through the spin and biases. And there are quite a few cool features, like you see this map, where you can see how the same stories are being covered all over the world. There's also a function where you can swipe through headlines, so you can see how different media are covering the same story. And it really shows you how the biases are working. And there is an extra feature to see what blind spots are in covering. Some media are just completely ignoring a certain event. And the best thing is, you can start using it completely free of charge. So if you want to be informed about current events happening all around the world, make sure to check out Ground News by visiting the link in the description. Or subscribe to get access to all the features I just told you about by going to ground.news/thepresentpast and support a small team of independent media outsiders working to make the news more transparent. And I'll see you in the next one.